Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Good morning, beautiful ladies. Welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Brooklyn Storm. Thank you for pushing play on another episode. And of course, welcome to all of the new subscribers. So today we are just going to get stuck right into it because this is such an important podcast. And if you only listen to one this week, this is going to be the one for you because I want to give you a fresh approach to dealing with this whole idea of feeling like you're not doing private practice right, or you're not doing things enough, or you're not good enough, or you have a diploma and therefore you're not qualified enough. I just want to spend some time with you doing some of this so that we can shift things for you. And today I'm really speaking for those of you who are feminine identified at your core essence. So if you don't know what your core essence is, I know it can be really confusing to try and figure it out. So let me share with you some sort of day-to-day examples of what the feminine looks like. So the feminine looks like, just being in love with life, really, and starting things, but maybe not finishing them, but being okay with that, you know, happy to be distracted, happy to be interrupted. She's very creative, loves stories, loves pictures, loves talking, loves sharing, connecting, building those really beautiful relationships. She loves to be surrounded by people, and she isn't one really for small talk. Small talk is a vehicle for getting to the deeper talk, and she likes to get there quite quickly. She loves to move, whether that's through things that we might, you know, traditionally think of like dancing, but can also mean walking, running, swimming. She loves being connected to nature because, you know, nature is the mother archetype. And the feminine is also identified as mother archetype. So there's a really beautiful bond between women and the earth, and women and cycles, and women and rhythm. They tend to sync really, really well with things like grounding, with appreciating that they're supported from the earth below and the sky above. They connect really well and have a strong sensitivity, some of them, to things like the moon and energy of the moon. They're really connected to things like planting, self-sufficiency, growing herbs, flowers. They love to surround themselves with beauty. They emanate a beautiful inner radiance just by being themselves. Sometimes they'll adorn themselves with jewels or makeup or a beautiful hairstyle or a beautiful feminine outfit that they just love to wear. They'll listen to music that lights them up, that just sparks this inner joy, and it's contagious almost. The feminine energy lights up a room when she walks into it, and everybody wants to flock to her because they just love being in her space. So people will often come to a feminine divine woman because they want to be around her. They want to seek guidance. They want to seek counsel. They want to seek support. They want to be loved. They just want to be in her energy. And it's not for what she does. It's for who she is. So that's kind of, and she loves to be different. She loves different things all the time. So she likes to eat different foods all the time, go to different restaurants, visit different places. You know, on the flip side of that, we have the masculine energy, and the masculine energy is all around routine, loves a routine, loves structure, feels safe knowing what's coming up next, loves predictability, loves logic, loves reasoning, loves schedules, loves simplicity. You know, if there's a simple way of doing it, the masculine will find it, whether that's pre-scheduling things to go out, whether it's outsourcing things that they don't like doing, whether it's having checklists and to-do lists and ticking them off and actually working through them and getting rid of that list at the end of the day, writing a fresh one the next day. The masculine can eat the same thing day in, day out. You know, it's like, I think I've shared with you before, like I have a feminine mind but a masculine body. My mind likes to be all over the shop, but my masculine body likes to be still. I could wear, and I do wear, the same things all the time. Like, and I have for years, like I have a collection of black t-shirts. It's just so easy for me to wake up in the morning, put on a nice, fresh, clean black t-shirt, throw on my little moon necklace and some lippy, and I'm ready to go. But a feminine woman will love to wear something different all the time. She'd love to have her hair up, her hair down, her hair out, her hair curled, her hair straight, the eyelashes on, the makeup, the rouge, the lip gloss, the, do you know what I mean? She'll do a full skincare routine. I don't do any of that, you know. My skin's lucky to see a bit of moisturizer. I just love the simplicity, and the masculine wants to eat the same thing all the time. I think I said that, and wear the same thing all the time, go to the same places. The feminine wants to go to the shops and browse and look around and touch things and smell things and pick things up and have experiences, and, you know, could spend hours at a shopping center. Like in Victoria, we have Chadstone. The feminine could absolutely do that and be in heaven, whereas that would be the opposite of heaven to a masculine. The masculine would see that as time wasting. There are better ways to use that time. The masculine likes to have a list, go to the shops, get what it needs, come out, go home. End of story. So see what you can relate to the most. You know, there's no finite. We're all going to have degrees of both energies, but you'll have one more than the other. So what I'm speaking to today is the feminine energy, because I feel like a lot of the time as women in private practice, we naturally embody our feminine energies more than we do the masculine energy. Yet, because we don't know much about business, we start looking around at what other practices are doing, or what other trainers are providing, or what other people are suggesting you do to build your practice, to build your visibility. And it starts to feel really heavy, and we start to feel really resistant to that. Like, I know back in the day, I bought, I think it was by Elise Dharma, who I love. I love what she does. No, it wasn't her. It was Ali Jerk, B-J-E-R-K. Yeah. So a few years ago, I bought Ali or Elise. I can't remember who. Sorry, I'm getting you confused. But it was one of those content calendars, and it tells you what to post every day for like 365 days. And do you know what? I started to do that, but then it just felt wrong. Like, it didn't feel like it was really me, and I didn't know how to adapt it. It didn't occur to me to try and adapt it, actually, and so I just stopped. And then I bought somebody's launch kit. I bought their launch plan, and it said all the steps you needed to do to launch stuff. And I started to do that, but then I didn't implement that either. So I guess what I realized about myself was that I'm not someone who can start something and then see it through when there's a logical plan laid out for me. That doesn't work. I was trying to put my square peg into a round hole, and it wasn't fitting. And I felt like I was failing, because I could see all of the social proof that this launch plan or this content plan was working for all of these people. I see it on the sales pages, or all these testimonials and all these screenshots of people telling, you know, whoever wrote the launch kit, or Ali, or Elise, you know, how amazing it was and all these results they were getting. But because I couldn't see it through and I was struggling to implement it, I wasn't getting those results. Then I thought there was something wrong with me. And so I not hated myself, but I hated the process. And so then I started to resist the process and then I just stopped doing it. And I guess what I realized was that my mind just doesn't work like that. And it was really by recognizing that, first of all, becoming aware of it, and then saying to myself, okay, if I were to fully embody my core feminine essence, this part of me that doesn't like logic, this part of me that doesn't like plans, this part of me that struggles with processes, how can I embrace that part of myself and make it work for me in my private practice so that I can still fill my diary? Like, is it possible for a woman with a core feminine essence to fill a diary? And how would she do that? And what would that look like if she doesn't have a map, if she doesn't have a blueprint, if she doesn't have a pathway? What I realized was that the feminine essence has her own strengths. The feminine essence has a strength of intuition. So I thought, okay, if I was going to connect with my audience intuitively, what would that look like for me? And I realized that one of the things that I love with my intuition is I really, 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 really love connecting in with my inner guidance. As you know, you've heard me talk about it so before. I just love it so much. The other thing that I do for my intuition is I love to look at pictures and see what those pictures are trying to convey to me in terms of a message. Like, what is this color trying to draw my attention to? What is this picture of a flower trying to draw my attention to? What does the number six mean for me? What might it mean for my audience? You know, so I started to think about how I could use these feminine qualities to inform and build a private practice. One of the other aspects of the feminine is she just has this innate knowing. It's just like this cognitive sentience. She just kind of knows things. Can't explain it. There's no way of proving it, but she just kind of knows things. She just kind of picks up on things. There's just this knowing. She doesn't need to be logical or taking loads of action or anything like that. She's not in her head. She just kind of knows stuff. And so I started to think, how can I apply this knowing to writing content for my audience? Or how can I apply this knowing to creating courses or sharing in groups? The other thing that the feminine essence is known for is feeling very creative. Though that's not really advocated for with some launch kits or social content kits or those other sorts of approaches to building your visibility, to marketing your practice and to filling your diary. So again, I was asking myself, if I got to fill my diary simply by being creative and using my knowing and my intuition, what would I be doing? And so I was able to do things that allowed me to connect in with that sense of being creative. And for me, I love, 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 love playing on Canva. I love looking at photos on Pinterest. I love looking at things on Etsy. I get so much inspiration from all of that. I've got a whole library of books that were written by people that I really, really love, like Esther and Jerry Hicks, Gabby Bernstein, Sarah Prout. Who else am I? I'm just looking over at my Teresa Chung, Yasmin Boland, who did Moonology, Joe Dispenza, who wrote, you know, Becoming Supernatural and things like that. So I will try and draw upon the inspiration I get from those creative influences to figure out, okay, if I was going to embody this creativity, what would it look like? Would I be doing a picture? Would I be recording a meditation? Would I be writing a story? Would I be writing a narrative? Would I be sharing a metaphor? Would I be sharing a case study or a case vignette that's been de-identified? Would I be sharing how I overcame some kind of challenge in my life and what became available for me as a result of that. So would I be writing stories to help me connect with women? Because I know that women love story so much. A lot of the time, women who are in their core essence will be working with them, and they do love learning through story over learning through statistics. The feminine energy is about feeling. Okay, how can I use this concept of feeling to help me attract clients to my private practice? Well, I can do that in a few ways. I can think about how I want my clients to feel when they read a post, how I want them to feel when they see a video. How do I want them to feel? And then I can use that as my North Star to guide what I write or what I present. I can also turn this around and ask how I want to feel before I put something together for my audience. Because I know that if I'm feeling like this is just something I've got to do, like I just have to get some content out today, what I write in that space is going to be very different to what I write when I'm feeling lit up, inspired, energized, full of love for my audience. They're going to be two very different pieces of content. And you and I both know which one my client would rather read or listen to or watch, and which one's going to connect with them differently. So by allowing myself to tune into how I want them to feel and how I want to feel myself before I write or before I create my content, that's going to help me attract people because it's going to make my message more powerful. And guess what? I've just increased the effectiveness of my message, but I've decreased the pressure I put myself under. It's going to feel really easy. And this leads into that concept of flow. You know, when you're in your flow state, everything feels really easy because it is. You're in total alignment. And don't mistake a feeling of being in flow for you thinking, oh, this feels too easy, they need something harder, or it mustn't be right, I mustn't be on the right track because it should feel harder than this. No, get out of your head and drop back down into your heart. You're in flow, you're doing it. That's exactly where you want to be. Everything's going to become so much more efficient. You'll get a lot more done. It will resonate with your audience and it's going to land for them in a way that makes them want to make that inquiry with you or book in at that next appointment. The core feminine essence also loves nurturing. So thinking, you know, instead of that launch kit that I was talking about, or those pre-written content ideas of 365 days for your calendar, they don't really feel nurturing. That's just like somebody giving me their ideas of what I should do and then, you know, just trusting I'm going to go and do it. I'm not going to go and do it actually because it doesn't feel right. So I know it needs to feel right. And I know part of me wants to nurture and look after the women that I want to work with. So I can use nurturing as a guiding light, as a guiding principle for me when I go to write my content, for example. When I go to write things for my website, I can ask myself, is this a nurturing piece of content? Is somebody going to feel nurtured? And what does nurturing mean for my clients? And what would that experience feel like for them? And what would it feel like for me to tap into that space of nurturing? And here's a trick. I think if you can allow yourself to call upon a time in the past where you yourself felt very nurtured, and you can close your eyes and you can just spend a moment or two in that loving space, just allowing yourself to feel held and safe and loved and all those beautiful things before you start hitting the keyboard and writing that piece, you will write a much more powerful piece. And lastly, you know, for today anyway, the core feminine essence is about being. She's not about doing. And I think when we're starting our private practice, or even when we're in it and it's not going the way that we want it to do, we often think we must be doing something wrong, or we're not doing enough. We must do something differently, or we must do more of something. But the feminine energy says, no, stop doing things. This is about who you are being. Because at the end of the day, people are drawn to you for your energy, They're not drawn to you for your program. They're not drawn to you for your offer. Nobody's lying in bed at 3 o'clock in the morning saying, hey, I wish Brooklyn would put together a PDF. Oh, I wish Brooklyn would do a webinar. No, but people are lying in bed at 3 o'clock in the morning going, how the heck am I going to attract a new client today? So this is about not what you're doing. This is about who you are being. And what I would suggest, if you're somebody who's in her wounded feminine and you're feeling not good enough and you've got that self-doubt and things like that, I would encourage you to think about, the version of you who's running her, you know, her idea of like the best practice ever that's so fulfilling, that's working with the beautiful clients she wants to work with, where you're getting loads of beautiful feedback, loads of transformation. You've got a steady stream of clients coming through and you're just so lit up and energized by your work and you're so full of love. Who are you being in that space? And by that, I mean, what sort of things do you say to yourself? What sort of things are you thinking? What sort of things are you doing from day to day? And how are those things different to what you're thinking, feeling, and doing today? Once you understand that, it's simply a matter of closing the gap. And you close the gap by saying, okay, what's one simple thing that like dream me, who's already running this dream business and is already lit up, is doing that I'm not? And you know what? It could just be something really simple like, you know, that version of me that's running her dream private practice, she eats an apple every morning. That's something simple you can start to do. Or maybe she goes to bed at a reasonable time every night and that's her routine, but your sleep is currently all over the shop. That's okay. Start implementing one small step, and that's how you start to embody that beautiful version of you. That's how you get into being, okay? So there's some ways that you can start building a private practice from your feminine energy without the processes, without the pressure on doing things a certain way, without the pressure on logic, without the pressure on action, without the pressure on being linear, without the competition, without that feeling of I must be productive all the time, and without doing more. Now, at some point, you are going to want to harmonize the masculine and the feminine, because if you're just in your feminine only, then you're not going to make money because you're not completing things. You've got little bits and pieces started here and there, and you've probably got lots of people helping you with different things. And so in some ways you feel supported and you feel like you must be getting better or whatever it is you want to say, but you won't actually start to see referrals or clients or income. So you will need to balance it with the masculine when you're ready. But first of all, before we bring in the masculine, let's get you better embodying and tuning into that feminine. And then when you're ready, let's start bringing in the masculine. And that would look like simple things first, making sure you've got your policies and procedures sorted out, making sure you've got your booking policy, your cancellation policy, all that sort of stuff sorted out. It's about marketing, all of that then. But for now, if you identify as being in your feminine core essence and you're not seeing the referrals, embody that feminine core essence more over the next week or two, just as an experiment, and see what happens, okay? That is your homework. That's your action step. So I hope that this really lands for you. And this is something I love, 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 love talking about. And I would love to hear from you and your experiences with the masculine and the feminine in your private practice too. I hope that you love this episode. Thank you so much for listening again. And I'll see you on Saturday. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding, your processes, and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.